Hey everybody, just want to go ahead and start today's episode by apologizing about the audio on the last episode about the Grateful Dead. I know I said I was going to try to find a fix, but unfortunately, once I dug into it a little bit more, I found it had to do with the way I had my mic set up for the last episode. I had a bad connection, it kind of affected the quality of the audio recording. I didn't realize it until it was too late. With my small team here who helps me with it, I debated taking the podcast down, but decided just to leave it up. You know, if you turn the volume up on your listening device, you can still hear the podcast at a normal level. It's just not convenient. So I decided to leave it up. I did put a good amount of effort into that last podcast. Getting dates and information. So I wanted to just leave that up. That way, you know, I didn't feel like my work went to complete waste. Again, I apologize for the issues with the audio. I am in the market for a new microphone, and you know, hopefully once we get that, it will address these problems and you know, fix them going forward. But you know, like I said, went ahead and made the executive decision to keep the podcast up despite having some audio issues. Hope you guys understand and can see why we did it here. So I know today's episode is kind of out of the blue. I was trying to get into like a weekly episode thing. But frankly, I just enjoy doing this when I have downtime. And yeah, I decided I might as well record another episode. I had a few questions that came in to me from friends and through an Instagram DM that I was going to address about the podcast. So I'll dive into all that today. Yeah, and really just kind of explain, you know, some about the podcast, a little bit more. I know in my beginning episode I was kind of vague and all that. So I'm going to dive into that a little bit more in today's episode. So again, thank you for understanding that we had some technical issues and we're just going to leave the podcast up. It's not the quality content I try to bring, but you know, I'd rather it be up there and people have to, you know, turn their headphones up or their computer up a little bit, then take it down, and people be upset that it was taken down before they could listen to it. So yeah, let's go ahead and get some stuff out of the way here. Hi guys, one last programming note before we get into today's episode, and that is, as always, go subscribe, rate, review the podcast, and if you feel so inclined, there's a link in the podcast description to donate some money to the podcast, and it'll help us get things like I mentioned, a new mic, so we can avoid issues like what happened with last episode. But the most important thing y'all can do is subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating, and a positive review on iTunes. All right, let's get into today's episode. All right, so like I said, at the top half of this episode, when I address everything. I know I was kind of trying to get into a weekly release, but I enjoy doing this, and I had a few questions that popped up that I wanted to address on the podcast and kind of get out of the way here. And those two questions were, what's your podcast about? And then why do you make the podcast? I'm going to start with the why do I make the podcast question that I got from a friend of mine, and I think they meant it a little bit more insultingly, or at least it came across like that. So that person will remain nameless. But frankly, I make the podcast because I'm a big podcast listener. And before that, I was a big morning radio listener. I'm not too old, but I am old enough to have grown up, getting driven places with my parents, and you'd listen to the morning radio show. Podcasts weren't really a big thing. I remember when they were like, I had a ESPN podcast thing, but all it was really like a trailer for this ESPN morning sports show to get you hooked to go listen to the podcast on, not the podcast, but the radio show on the radio in the mornings. And really, I've just been obsessed with radio shows and podcasts since I was about 15. I really, for a time there in high school, thought I was going to go to college to be a radio host. Unfortunately, I let some, no, not necessarily unfortunately, it's probably for the best. Radio is a dying medium. And what is still left is highly syndicated. It's a few shows that dominate the majority of the airwaves. So it's probably for the best I didn't get into it. But I remember listening to radio shows as a kid, and just it's, and as I've looked into it a little bit more, I know this isn't the case, but it always just seemed like the host of the shows were, that I listened to anyway, were getting on and they were just doing whatever they wanted, having a good time with friends, their coworkers, and just talking and having fun. And that always appealed to me. And then once I got into college and started discovering podcasts, I started listening to like comedy podcasts, and that was fun. And then I listened to a podcast that was a mix between comedy and advice. And just because I don't want to go shouting out all these podcast names, I'm not going to do that. But, I really liked how people could get on. And for me, as a 19-year-old hearing people swear, which you can never do on the radio, or, the comedy advice podcast, the guy would make fun of people's problems, quote unquote, that they'd write in with. And he would straight out, call out people for having these made up problems, and then, or not made up problems, they're legit problems, but he would call them out for being minor things that these people were making in their head that, weren't really problems. And that just really like blew my mind, coming from the radio world where, people had an image they had to keep, and then moving to podcasting, listening to those, you would see people would get to, their image was being real with people. And, because I would listen to these podcasts while driving around in my car that had the little tape player that you'd put the tape deck in, and then, it had the little string that would plug into your phone. Since I had an older 90s car for the longest time, or, I'd be walking to class, it would almost feel like these podcast hosts, at least the early podcasts I listened to, were friends of mine. And, since they weren't trying to keep this squeaky clean image, it really, really, really did seem like that. It seemed like conversations, that me and my friends would have, but different, in a different way. And it was just one of those really cool things where, really early on, when I was only listening to like one or two podcasts, I never missed an episode. I was, there every day, And then it kind of just grew from there. I started listening to more big podcasts and eventually got hooked on, I feel like, a podcast everybody's listened to or at least heard of, and especially now after their Spotify deal, the Joe Rogan Experience. And it was really just that love and kind of seeing like you can do whatever you want, that love of radio shows, and then seeing that podcasting, was a radio show that you could do that didn't really have any rules, and if you had the knowledge behind it, you could really just do whatever you wanted. And it was really kind of that freedom that I saw the people in podcasting. And I wasn't even someone who was super early to podcasting. I do think I was a little early in my friend group and whatnot, but I wasn't like one of the people who was like years ahead. But it was just that freedom I saw that really, really drew me to podcasting. And that kind of leads me into the second question I was asked. It's like, what's my podcast about? I don't really have a niche in what I'm doing here. And that kind of goes back to, I want the freedom to kind of do whatever I want. I feel like if I give myself a niche, I'm going to be trying to mimic other podcasts. I'm going to be trying to, be the next Serial or My Favorite Murder or, Pardon My Take or whatever it is, podcast, that's out there. So I don't really do that. And, I'm sure y'all have seen who have listened to this. That is going to cause me to have some flops along the way, because sometimes, I'm doing something completely different that I haven't done in a podcast yet. And, it may not make for the easiest start, but for me, if there isn't that freedom to do what I want, and, kind of talk about topics I want to talk about, then I don't see the reason to do this. Again, yeah, I've had some episodes that have flopped. I'm gonna have more episodes that flop, and I'm fine with that until I figure out, how to do it. Right now, I'm not a great interviewer, so in my opinion, I don't think the second episode I did with Alex was a great episode. But, it got a decent amount of listens, so I'll take it, and I can only get better from there. So, and that's kind of my thing, is I want to be able to do it the way I want to do it, and in order for me to do that, I can't have a niche, I can't have one set topic. This, like you guys saw with the what was supposed to be a Germany episode, I changed my mind. And if I was like a travel-based podcast or a cultural-based podcast or something along those lines, then I would have had to do it and it wouldn't have been great. And that's frankly not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I have a love of radio, I have a love of podcast, I love the freedom that they tend to have with within the art form of podcasting. I'm not an interviewer. I will interview people. I'm not, an expert in any one field, but I'll pretend to be for 20 minutes to an hour. And, I have no real, I'm not a historian in anything, but I like this freedom to be able to just talk about things that I like. And I feel like that's kind of what drew me to podcasts early on when I first started to listen to them, is that I want to kind of be your friend on your lone commute, or your friend on the walk that you have where no one's with you, or even if you are walking with people, you can pause it and just be that person who you can put in your ear, and it's like hanging out with a friend or something. That's kind of what I'm going for. As far as a niche, I guess that would be my niche, is I want to be the friend you listen to when you don't have a friend to talk to. And at least for my friends, we never talk about the same thing over and over and over again. So that's why I don't have a niche. And yeah, it may hurt me in the short term, but I think in the long term, if as long as I keep doing it and find the way that works for me to just keep coming in every day and recording stuff that I think's good, and I eliminate these errors that I had, like with my microphone and stuff, and can put out what I think's the best content I can put out, then, I'm okay with not having a niche. And yeah, that's really the answer to that question. So it really just comes down to, I love radio, I love podcast, and I love the freedom that comes with it. And that's why I kind of do the podcast the way I do it. And, if you like it, great. If you don't, great. Like, this is something I enjoy doing, which is also why I don't keep to a release format. I don't keep to any sort of format, just because I want to do what feels fun, natural for me. And I've done a few episodes where I've tried to force the topic, and I think everybody can tell I'm not enjoying it. It's forced, and it doesn't come out great. So, those are the, like I said, I got a few questions. I just thought instead of trying to address them some other way, I would address them doing this. And I think it's a fun episode because I kind of get to pull the curtain back and be me a little bit more, and all that. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up here. As always, leave us a 5-star rating, leave us a review, subscribe wherever you're listening. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. And just have a great fucking day. All right. Bye.